Time now for the Six Rings Postgame Show, presented by McFarlane Energy. Breaking down everything Patriots. Now, here's Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
Showing a pressure look, but to me, looks like they're going to drop out and play coverage.
See what they've done on third down. Here they come. Free blitzer. Brissett somehow gets it out cleanly and completes inside the 10. Bouti atoning for what has been a rough outing for him. How did Brissett get it off cleanly in the face of heavy pressure? Jerry, you talking? Brissett under center. Here we go. Stevenson on the take. Stevenson is in for the touchdown.
When you use the phrase, you know, it couldn't happen to a nicer guy, it has never applied more appropriately than it has today than to Jacoby Brissett, your game-winning quarterback, the hero Foxborough needed and deserved. Jacoby Brissett, benched after 5 weeks, a 1-4 record as your replacement interim bridge starter for the New England Patriots. Ushered off the bench after a largely ineffective stint as the starting quarterback for the Patriots when Drake May suffers a head injury in the second quarter. Fans disinterested. The longest lines I've ever seen at both the bathroom and the beer vendors at halftime. Fans milling about. Disgruntled, at least the ones that still stuck around. But you people should know better. I got that in for you, Andy. Don't worry about it.
Thank you.
You people should know better. You never leave a game until the final whistle. You never leave a game until the final play. You never leave the game until the final lyrics from the horizontally challenged female who loves to sing. And today, folks, the song that she is singing is Yes, We Believe in You, Jacoby Brissett. Yes, what a comeback. What an absolutely spectacular game. And I'll say this to everybody who criticized Jerod Mayo and to Jerod Mayo himself, who just over a week ago ushered some very infamous words on the airwaves that traveled all across the NFL. Soft football team, my ass. That was an effort. They brought the energy. They had the right kind of attitude, and they survived all of the drops from the receivers. Why, I dare say, there was a redemption of booty today as your New England Patriots storm back against the New York Jets. Final score, Patriots 25, Jetropolitans 22. Now, of course, I could have saved all of that bloviating and just quite simply said, hey, guess what? The Jets lost to the Pats. Lol. But you know what? It's more fun to frame it positively because that was a terrific win, and every fan that stuck that one out, you got the game that you deserved on a beautiful day in Foxborough. Hello, good afternoon. What's up, Pats people, and to the Foxborough faithful tuning in right now on their way out of Gillette Stadium, currently lighting up the grills for an aftergate following the first home victory, Andy Hart, in over 370 days at Gillette Stadium. We bring you the Six Rings and Football Things postgame show live across WEEI, all of our fabulous affiliates, WEEI.com, and of course, the Odyssey app. You can tune in, join the party at any time, just 10 simple numbers, 617-779-7937. The text line is open for business. We'll read the best of them and probably just have to disregard the rest of them at 37937. And you know the socials. I'm at Fitzy GFY. He's at Andy Jumbo Hart. And we are coming to you from at WEEI. I mean, I didn't check any of the metrics, Andy. I didn't get in touch with any of your fancy new age analytical types. But I got to imagine that when Drake May goes down with a glancing blow to the head in the second quarter and Jacoby Brissett comes into a lot of from the fans at Gillette Stadium, the win percentage for the Patriots at that point must have been the jersey number of a running back at best. Did you or anyone else see them storming back the way that they did?
Against that Jets team that blew its timeouts in the first quarter, against that Jets team that's led by Aaron Rodgers looking like he wants to be anywhere but leading that Jets football team, I wasn't sure. I know I did see a lot of people saying they were turning the game off, like, May's out, so am I, see ya, hey honey, you want to go apple picking or something? And I don't necessarily or didn't necessarily disagree with that sentiment. I have mixed feelings. I don't know whether I wanted them to win. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Did they need the win? I don't even know if they played for their coach. Booty, the guy who makes one of the big plays at the end of the game, was Dropsy McGee for most of the game, just like the rest of his wide receiving core. There was a lot that went into this football game from start to finish, good and bad, red, white, and blue, gangrene, the whole damn thing. I don't even know what to make of it other than the Jets stink. I think the Patriots still kind of stink. But they split the season series, and now they both have two wins, and now you might be in a dogfight for the number one or number two pick. I don't know. There's a lot. Fitzy, this is a big head right here. Not as big as your hair, but it's a big head. I don't know what you're doing over there. You're going all Count Dracula. You like Adam Sandler and the
well, I grew it out for my Halloween costume last night at an adult Halloween party. I went.
Hey, now, what do you mean?
I went as Jack Burton from Big Trouble in Little China. Although at this point now, I could have easily also gone as Christian Bale in An American Psycho. Do you like Huey Lewis in the news? Hey, text line. Stop it. My God. It's the most negative place I've ever read in my entire life.
You can't
life.
Be negative. No, no, no. You can be mixed feelings,
okay,
but not
ready?
Negative.
603, cut the crap. We beat the Jets. This is nothing to be proud of. 603, they wouldn't have needed him if Mayo put together a solid O-line. 781, God, what a bad win by the Patriots. 603, I want to say congratulations to Mayo. It only took him 2.5 games to ruin his future franchise quarterback. Oh, my God. What? You know what? You don't deserve this win. You don't deserve this win. You know what? To those people, to everyone else that wants this win, they didn't want it, Andy. The whatever portion of the audience that you were speaking to that said that that probably aligns with your mixed feelings about, like, I don't know if I wanted them to win. They're not going to go 1-16. I didn't think they were going to go. Now,
well,
we didn't
now
know.
They're not.
Well, now they legally can't. 2-15.
Yeah, 1-16. Not, out of play, Andy.
Yep. All those
2-15's in play, though. Did I predict that?
No, you never did. So now you're screwed, though, because all those 1-16 is in play shirts that you were having printed up. Now you're going to have to donate those to a shelter or
Africa with the 17-0s.
They're going to go down to South America or Central America with all the Patriots perfect season t-shirts.
Some beach.
Yeah, that's a shame. Come on. What are we doing here, people?
No, in all seriousness,
that's a good win. That's a character-building win. That's a team
they don't have any character. They don't even have characters.
Well, they don't really have a lot of characters, but are you telling me that they won by... Did they win this game by accident? Is today's comeback win more... Here's the big question. Here's our first big question. You guys can jump in. We'll get right to you. 617-779 7937. Is today's win more a product of the Patriots gutting it out with a tremendous comeback from Jacoby Brissett, Ramondre Stevenson, and Kayshon Boutte, or is it more the product of the Jets sucking?
Can I say it's a push?
Can two things be true at the same time?
Yeah.
Yes, they can.
I think it was like they put it out there for you and you took advantage, and that's great. I'll be honest with you.
Please.
One of the
finally
couple, you know, I'm always honest, Fitzgerald. To a fault.
No S.
I would feel so much better about this if Drake May had led it, and that's not a shot at Jacoby Brissett. But part of the mixed feelings are Drake May left the game with a head injury. I don't love that. I don't want to go down that road with any quarterback. Never mind Drake May. And then I watched Jacoby Brissett make a balls throw. Ball. As Adam Archuleta said, Jacoby Brissett needs to get somebody to, like, make a poster of that or, like, a painting and put it in his personal, like, man cave with that throw because he stepped into a blitz and hit him.
Couple of
That's
absolute
a great throw.
Beautiful throws to Kayshon Boutte down the line there as well. Just barely misses Pop Douglas on that out. I was saying to Joe Braverman as we were watching here in the studio of our beautiful basement-level broadcasting empire in Brighton, Massachusetts. I said, oh, my God, I'm glad that one actually didn't hit his hands because the way the receiver room was working today, it was going to go from Pop Douglas to Drop Douglas, and I didn't have any more room on the memes and lols for receiver hate. Yes, the receivers did themselves no favors up until that final drive, and then they turned on the Jets. Speaking of turning on the Jets, I am going to be locked into New York Sports Radio tonight on my drive home and tomorrow because, oh, the misery that will rain down upon some of the best fans in the world. Wait a second. Andy Hart, did the Yankees lose the first two games of the World Series and the Jets just lost to the Pats?
Life's good, huh?
Oh, it is good to be your old pal Fitzy.
Can I add one more to make it fun?
Yeah, you know what, Joe? Go ahead.
Remember the New York Knicks on opening night at TD Garden?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's still going.
They haven't won yet?
No, I mean, they beat Indiana,
they
but still.
They bounced back to beat Indiana.
Oh, all right.
When they face Boston, it's going to be the exact same result.
Hey, Joe, can you erase the last 10 seconds of the show? Like I always say,
what a bully.
If you like the program, congratulations, Braverman. If you didn't, blame Joe. It's way to go, Joe, and blame. See, I screwed up the entry,
Jiminy
the ending line.
Christmas.
Listen, Hart, I have been up since 4:30.
You're playing like the Patriots and the Jets.
Yeah, in the first half. Wait till I get to the.
It was never great.
It was two
bad teams.
Wasn't.
We continued what has been the last few weeks of two bad teams.
Yep.
The whole league
sucks, except for the Lions. Honestly, the Ravens lost today. Speaking of which, here's a text for you. Here we go. 401 texter. Pats win, Ravens lose. This is the Patriots Super Bowl today. Don't disagree with you, but don't worry. That's followed right by the 617 texter. Now, we didn't want the win. I hope that you people, all caps, are happy with the meaningless win that screws us in the draft. Now you've taught them to actually speak your hate speech. Thanks, Andy.
They learned it from watching me.
I learned it from you, Dad.
Don't turn my own words on me, because I am torn. There's part of me that was like, well, first of all, I thought they scored on the booty catch a play earlier. I thought he was in the end zone.
I thought the ball was on. Like, isn't it so long as the ball is like on or crossing the goal line? Like, just give it to him.
The first nipple of white, if it crosses there, that's a touchdown. And I thought it was on that. I don't see how that wasn't a touchdown, but they got it. It actually used a couple more seconds of clock time, so that was good for them. But I was torn, and I got excited. First of all, I was on top of the moon in the first half when Drake May was playing.
Look at the way he was running. Like
I was, you know what
were you
we
watching
got today?
With your son saying like that's what you're going to do one day, kid.
Yeah, he needed that the other night. He didn't have it in him.
On Twitch right now, Andy, just got to share this one with you. And of course, thank you and hello to everyone who is consuming today's program. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI at Mr. Dubs 88. The Patriots just cost me a 15 leg parlay.
15?
Now that's an all-time bad beat.
I want
if that's
proof.
True. Yeah,
put
you
that
know
on
what?
There. Post no, a picture or something.
No, I want a screen cap. I'm at Fitzy GFY. He's at Jumbo Heart. Receipts or it didn't happen?
Because I'd be pissed if that were me.
Oh, I wouldn't even. I'd be inconsolable. If
you know
the
what's
one
cost me?
What?
Last 2 weeks, I've had parlays that included the Patriots. Mm-hmm. Pop Douglas last week, gone. Drake May this week, gone. It's now a bit of a jinx when I put you in the Patriots parlay. It means you're probably going to leave the game early and not return and either be sick in the head or sick in the belly. But I was all in on we were in Patrick Mahomes Super Bowl land. We were raving about incomplete passes because that ball that he put on Tyquan Thornton's chest was an absolute elite dime of a play.
Oh, a tethered wire of a throw.
I was more excited about that than the win.
How beautiful that throw was. Oh, but you know you're going to get more of those in the future. All we have to do is get a competent room of wide receivers, maybe just like to accompany. Later on we'll get into, you know what we should play? We should play MFK, the Patriots roster. Let's just work our way through the roster.
I wanted to do that on the afternoon program one day, and I forgot to mention it.
Oh, yeah?
How
about we workshop it today, and then you just do it with...
Redo it tomorrow.
All right, Andy Hart and I are going to do the MFK game here on Arcan and Hart.
Who am I talking to tomorrow at Gillette Stadium in the afternoon program?
I don't know, Andy. We'll probably have a great show, so make sure you stay tuned.
Oh, it'll be a great show. I'm just wondering if I'm going to get Jacoby Brissett or Drake May.
Ready for both?
A friend of mine, Michael.
I will be.
Michael W. from North Carolina, probably not listening on the Odyssey app, but if you are, shout out to you. He texted me immediately at the end of the game and said, the Jets have to leave Greg the Leg at Logan Airport. He needs to find his own.
Well, the first one wasn't his fault. The laces could not have been in a worse place. The laces were right at his foot.
Yep.
But he's not.
That's embarrassing. 518. The Jets missed a field goal and messed up the whole game. Otherwise, the Patriots should have lost. 2-0-2.
It's okay.
Today's win is a simple case of the sun shining on a dog's backhand every once in a while. Okay. Well,
arse.
We are,
and if it's a female dog, then it would be
917 number that says, don't mind the 917. I'm really from the 207. It's okay. I'm from the 617/781, but I have a 917 number. I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me? Let the misery rain down on WFAN. Let us celebrate on EEI. Go Pats. Thank you. If you want to call and complain about today's game, call WFAN, pretend to be a Jets fan. And here comes Gerard Mayo.
Good afternoon. I thought it was a good team win. I thought those guys, even though we were down a few guys, we always talk about the next man up mentality. I think the safeties definitely, stepped up today, especially without having Duggar and Peppers back there. I thought the three of those guys did a good job. You know, going back to the next man up mentality, you lose Drake there early in the game and thought Jacoby was ready to go. Was it perfect? No, but at the same time, I thought the operation was good. I thought he made some good throws, and we just got to continue to build on that. I thought up front the pass pro was pretty good. There was a time where 95 started kind of taking over the game a little bit, but I thought the guys, again, showed the resilience that they've developed over the past few weeks. Really proud of the guys. There was a lot of noise and a lot of chatter, and I'm very appreciative of just their attitude and professionalism on an everyday basis. I thought it was good. Look, I would say the guys on special teams, I thought the energy overall was better. It's good to get a win here at home in Gillette.
If you have questions, we'll start with Dan Roach in the back.
Gerard, I think, you know, with the week that was, you know, here, and it came down to, sports can be funny, it came down to a fourth and goal at the one with 25 seconds left. What did that mean to you to watch your team rally together and put it in, but also come off hooting and hollering? And what did you say to them in response in that locker room?
It means a lot. You know, when you preach something and it shows up in the game, it's always going to be more impactful. I would say, like, there comes a point in time where everyone in the stadium knows you got to run the ball. Whether you're talking about on defense, if we're on defense or if we're on offense, there comes a point in time where they know, everyone knows, the fans know, everyone knows that it's a run play, and you got to really just defeat the man across from you. And look, fortunately, our guys got movement, and we scored, so it was great.
Hey, Gerard. Kyle Duggar was added to the injury report late. How'd you guys have to do some last-minute adjustments with him out of the game? Looked like Jonathan Jones was playing a little bit more safety than usual.
Yeah, Jay Jones, another guy. You know, we talk about versatility in our personnel, and he knows every single spot, every single location. I would also say, you know, I thought Marte did a good job as far as controlling the huddle and you know, just communicating overall, and those guys played well. Again, you know, just to go back to the next man up, not to sound cliche or redundant, that's the mentality that we have to have if we want to build what we want to build.
Gerard, plenty was made last week of the comments of saying that the team played soft. Want to give you a chance this week, different outcome. What word would you describe the way the team played today?
I don't think I've ever really questioned the resilience of this team, and I'm not going to go back to those comments. What I will say is we have a room full of guys with the mentality that, you know, you got to change the page every day. Every day is a new day, and we have to get better and understand that practice is the most important thing we do until we get to the game. So,
I think it was 4 yards per carry allowed for you guys defensively today. What did you do this week to get some improvement as far as that part of your defense
goes? It was under 4 yards a carry. I think it was 3.9. But, you know, it really is the guys just going out there and executing. I mean, there's no magic pill or magic drink or anything like that. It's the mentality, a mentality that we're going to stop the run. And I thought for the most part today we did stop the run. You know, in saying that, we'll go back and watch the film. There were a few that popped on us a little bit, and we'll get those corrected.
Hey, Gerard, you talked about the noise and the chatter this week. What would you say you learned about yourself, you know, throughout this week?
Oh, for me, look, I don't hear that stuff. You know, you talk about adversity, talk about chatter. It will always be there. I think there's a difference between, like, noise and signals. So if I can pick up on signals of what's coming out the locker room from, you know, you guys talking to the players, that's great. The rest of it's just noise to me, and my ultimate goal is to get this team better every single day.
Andrew Kelly. Gerard, you mentioned seeing resilience from this team that you said kind of they built up the last few weeks. How and where did you see them build that resilience over the past few weeks?
I think I've told you guys, you know, I thought the past 3 weeks of practice have been pretty good, and it's good to see that show up in the game.
Gerard, we saw Drake go down in the second quarter. How is he doing, if you have any update on him after this game?
Yeah, I walked in at halftime and saw him, and, you know, the competitor that he is, obviously he wanted to go back out there and play, but there's a protocol that he has to go through, and again, can't wait to get him back.
Coach, it seemed like the run game struggled to get things going for most of the game, but started to kind of figure it out a little bit later. Was there something specific that you saw that kind of helped them get back on track? And also just, I know the resiliency, we keep saying it, but we saw from Jacoby, from Kayshawn, from those guys up front. So could you maybe add what you thought about seeing
that? Yeah, I always say, like, in the run game, you know, there are certain philosophies where a 3-yard run is not a good run. But if it's physical, to me, you know, I liken it to boxing. Those are body blows. And if you get enough of those body blows, you get to the second half, then you start to pop some bigger runs. And I think that's what happened today.
Hey, Coach. Second quarter, fourth quarter, towards end of it, you had the similar situation, 2 minutes to go, 2 timeouts. You took obviously different approaches. So I wonder, What's your thought about those two different situations? And do you feel that the outcome of the game will give you more confidence to play aggressively, more aggressively going forward?
Look, when we, you know, I'll just talk about the end of the half. You know, at the end of the half, you lose your starting quarterback and you just want to, you know, get the clock running just so we can reset at halftime. And that was really the mentality there. I know the fans and stuff, they don't like it and always want you to try to go out there. But I would say it was just a chance for us to get in the locker room and hit the reset button.
Hey, Karen. Hi, Gerard. We were aware that Juwan Bentley addressed the team. I know other leaders did as well, John Jones. How much did that leadership play a role in helping turn things around or at least getting the right message across?
Yeah, to me, it's always been that way. You know, the head coach has a message, and you lean on your captains or your leaders on the squad to disseminate that message and reinforce that message amongst the rest of the group. And I thought those guys did it this week. Now, yeah, that's what I thought.
Chris Bryan on your left.
Hey, Gerard. Obviously, you sent a message to the group, and you see this type of response today and the type of buy-in that the group obviously demonstrated. What does that mean, your kind of big picture, about you as a coach and also, you know, this group playing for you?
Yeah, I'm not sure what it means as, you know, for me as a coach personally. I'm proud of the guys in the locker room and how they approach each and every day, no matter what was going on. And it's not just the media as far as noise. It's family, it's friends, it's all of that stuff. It's social media, it's all of that stuff. And I thought the guys, look, they hear it. And at the same time, you just don't listen to it. You just continue to go on the practice field and get better. And I thought we did that.
Hi, Gerard. It looked like a helmet-to-helmet hit that took out Drake. Did you have any conversations with the officials on that, and were you kind of surprised that penalty wasn't called?
You know, they didn't call it. I had conversations with them the entire game. I thought, you know, some of those calls were questionable, but at the same time, I have to go back and watch the film, and we'll have those conversations.
Last question, Gilbert.
Not to belabor the resiliency tag here, but if anyone personifies that, you could argue Ramondre Stevenson does, what he's gone through this year. Had a few big plays here. I know not a lot of yards. Can you talk about him? And he was not in first and goal from the two, which you kicked the field goal for the first two plays. Why wasn't he in then? Just asking.
Yeah, Ramondre is one of our best players. I haven't backed down from that at all. You know, there was some tempo on there and didn't have the opportunity to get him in at that time. Good. Thanks.
Well, a different core, different tone, and different coach indeed from last week. No down Mayo, no criticizing the team, no disappointment or despondence in his voice. A little more upbeat. Did have a couple answers in there that we're going to want to share and unpack a little bit later on in the program. It's interesting, you know, because we used to get Andy such a dichotomy between, you know, Bill Belichick and victory, always happy to talk and had, you know, long answers and would expound on different plays and thoughts and et cetera. Then, of course, in defeat, it was just, and whereas now, like, Mayo, just a generally different tone as well. Like, kept the messaging reasonably short. There were no super long answers. He wasn't, you know, he wasn't too chatty up there today. But at the same time, like, you can tell that he needed that, like, in the worst way. If anybody needed it. It's great to see Jacoby Brissett get it after the beating he took and all the criticism there was of him when the offense stalled out early on. It was great for Ramondre to get the game-winning touchdown. It's great for the whole team to bounce back, especially with a defense that put forth their best effort when I don't think half of us even know who half of them are. But, like, yeah, Gerard Mayo gets a breather and a break today. It's nice to see.
Yeah, and, you know, the Jets, as I called the Bengals on week one, were the willing victim. They were willing to do enough things wrong and give you the opportunities, and you took advantage of those opportunities and the score and the mistakes and everything that went into it. Inside those walls, there's no question this is a big win, a good win, a resilient win, an ability to take a breath, an ability to feel a little bit good about yourself, that there's some value in what you're doing on the practice field, some value in what the coaches are doing. And I think that's big. But, you know, from the outside, the fact that you're like, now we're another number three pick. And I had people tell me, there's no difference between number one and number three, or there's no left tackle going number one overall. And I was like, you're not allowed to trade anymore in the NFL draft? I still think that's a possibility. So, no, there's going to be a lot of discussion, and the trolls are going to get mad. I think true fans are on both sides of the aisle. I think there's large groups of true fans in all three phases of this win. There's, this is awful. This is going to cost us a high draft pick, this blah, blah, blah. Then I think there's a big chunk in the middle that are torn, not sure whether to be happy about the win, sad about the draft pick, whatever. And then I think there's a group that thinks winning is the most important thing, that winning is critical to culture and you never regret a win. And who's proven right? Who's proven wrong? Who knows long term? You know what we need to know that is, A, how do the Patriots develop over the next couple of years, and how the draft unfolds next April? Because if the second overall pick, let's say, goes to Travis Hunter, and Travis Hunter becomes the greatest football player in the history of the world.
Yeah, Deion Sanders multiplied times Jerry Rice.
Right, and you picked third because of this game. Like, that'll affect how we view this retroactively, right? Revisionist history.
That would be Kelvin Banks Jr. or your boy Will Anderson or Will Franklin or Will Smith or whatever his name is, the tackle down there at LSU.
Will Campbell.
Will Campbell.
You said 12, didn't get it with any of them.
I only took three or four. Will Campbell.
Jesus.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe that. It's not even Halloween, and the host of the postgame show doesn't know the name of the friggin' left tackle on LSU. So
I've said it 1,000 times.
Well, that shows you how left.
I know. Big hair, big ears, and no listen.
Now you're just making ad hominem attacks about my appearance. How dare you? How base of you? How immature? How childish?
Can I read a tweet real quick from the other perspective, which I think some Patriots fans will annoy? A certain Jets fan. He's famous. He's on TV all the time, probably too much. His name is Mike
Larry
Greenberg.
David?
No, Mike Greenberg.
Oh, Green. Hey, Golic.
He just tweeted, hey, Golic, in a season filled with embarrassing performances, that was the worst. In a history filled with horrible seasons, this may be the worst. The Jets of 2024 are one of the truly colossal failures in recent sports memory, and it only gets worse from here.
I don't disagree with a single thing that he just said.
Oofa.
Boston Sports Throwback had a great meme that they threw up on Twitter. They're usually IG superstars, but I made sure to retweet it at FitzyGFY if you want to take a peek. It's it's a picture in the office of Michael Scott and this other dude shaking hands, and the other guy on top of him it says greatest expectations in 25 years, and on Michael Scott with the Patriots logo it says lowest expectations in 25 years. Both have 2-6 record. It just sums it up.
Kinda
perfectly.
True.
It is kind of true. It's 100% true.
Also on the anniversary of the winning of the World Series, breaking the curse.
Today's the day?
Yeah, 20 years.
Oh, you wait. 20 years ago today.
Wow.
Back to folk. And for the first time in 86 years, the Boston Red Sox, well, Joe Castiglione said stabbed by folk, and Joe Buck said back to folk. Either way, Keith Folk got it, and then for the first time in 86 years, the Boston Red Sox were the world champions. Can you believe it? Side note, Andy, have you watched the comeback yet?
I have not, but I've heard it's worth it.
It's dynamite.
Yeah,
it's
I've heard it might be the best.
Oh, it is a tremendous, tremendous, I don't want to ruin the ending for you, but it is a tremendous watch.
Wait, is there a plot twist or something?
Kurt Schilling is in it. It's great to see. I'm glad there's a huge plot twist, yes. all the love they pay to Wakefield. David Ortiz in all of his feels being cocky poppy once again. Chubby Pedro Martinez is like a meme unto himself. I'm glad Schilling was included. I know there were some issues with the revelations behind Tim Wakefield's illness and Kurt Schilling and the regret that he carries from that, but he deserved to be here today or deserves to be in the dock. It's awesome. It's absolutely awesome. And full disclosure before we get back on the Patriots, I just want to share this because it was a really special moment in my day yesterday. Mego and I were talking about a tweet that she put out, and Megan Ottolini will join us hopefully from Gillette Stadium later on in the program today. We were discussing this tweet that she put out that said, I'm in an argument at home with my husband. I need you guys to settle it. What's the bigger sports story? His choice was the 2004 Red Sox because they were knee-deep in watching the comeback documentary. And she said Tom Brady overall. You know, like the story of Tom Brady rising from fourth stringer to second stringer to becoming the greatest quarterback of all time, 6 Super Bowls is the greatest story. And his argument was, no, there will never be anything as emotional, nothing as cathartic, nothing as singularly spectacular as the comeback by the Red Sox, you know, overcoming almost a century of futility and defeating the Yankees following the heartbreak of 2003 in the process. And a caller called up a guy from the area who now lives in Westchester, and he shared this story with us. He's like, of course, you know, I don't expect a lot of people to understand this, but it's so far and away the 2004 Red Sox story. And he went on to talk about how it was the thing in their family, and his grandparents loved the Red Sox. They never, you know, Andy, the kind of people, I never missed a game, always on the radio, callers to sports radio, read the newspaper, consumed everything Red Sox. And the grandmother died just before they won, like a year or two before the Red Sox won. Oh, here's Jacoby Brissett. Story to be continued.
Dan Roach in the back.
Hi, Jacoby. Could you just take us through your afternoon and what was that like for you? Obviously, concern over Drake, but to come in and do what you did and then to see you guys push it in fourth and goal, what did that mean for the team today?
Yeah, obviously, you know, you never want to see a player go down. And obviously hoping Drake gets back. But, you know, I think it was a good win, you know, fighting through adversity. You know, we got challenged earlier this week. The guys came out and responded well, you know, and obviously, you know, being able to come in the game and guys rally around me and help make plays. And you know, and we obviously pushed it in at the end to score the win. I think that was the encompass of a lot of things throughout the season. You know, just hoping this is a snowball effect and, you know, we start something special.
Alan Siegel on your left.
Jacoby, there have been other drives this year and late in the fourth quarter where things did not work out. Take us in the huddle for this final drive. What happened in terms of confidence and execution that allowed you to pull this drive off to get the win?
Yeah, I think it's guys just believing in each other, you know, and taking it one play at a time. You know, just, you know, to start the drive, everybody's like, man, no matter what, you know, just one play at a time, one play at a time. That was the message, you know, before the 2 minutes started. And, you know, when guys went out there and made plays and you know, you kind of just black out and just play football after that.
Can you take us through the throw to Kayshawn at the end? Took a good shot to your lower half. It looked like, did you know the hit was coming? And, you know, what'd you see on that play?
No, I didn't. I mean, I didn't see it. Kayshawn made a great play. You know, I felt like I underthrew it. As soon as it came off my hand, I was like, damn, you know, that's the one. But he made an unbelievable play, play that we needed at that time. And the safety had tilted the opposite way away from the X, which where Kayshawn was lined up. And he did the rest. I was a mere, you know, speckle on the play.
Hey, Jacoby, through the first seven games, there were seven different offensive line starting combinations. And this was, I think, the second time that this group got a chance to play together to start a game. What were your thoughts watching them initially in terms of, Jadrod talked about body blows, even on 2-3 yard runs, applying body blows to the Jets defense. Did you see them coming off the ball in the start of this game a little bit differently? And what would you say overall about their performance today?
Yeah, you definitely saw the confidence build throughout the game. You know, the Jets have a good D-line, you know, and obviously getting Hassan back this week it was a boost for them. And, you know, those guys knew that they had a challenge, and, you know, you could see it, you know, I mean, as I was in the game, you can see it as those guys, our guys, you know, confidence starting to build and you know, asking for plays on the sideline and buying into the plan and you know, communicating. So I thought they did a hell of a job.
Nick O'Malley in the front row.
Jacoby, we could hear the celebration in the locker room echoing down the tunnel. Can you just take us through what it was like coming off the field into that locker room, having this is the first win at home, 6 weeks past 6 weeks haven't gone your way. What was it like coming into that locker room and sharing that environment with your teammates?
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, winning in the NFL is hard. I know y'all don't think that, but it's hard. And, you know, the guys have worked hard throughout the season, but going back to training camp, and you know we've been in a lull. You know, things haven't been going our way. You know, but today the ball bounced our way, and you know, to celebrate that and you know, experience that with the guys. You know, it's a great learning tool for young guys, for one, but you know, also for our team. It's just like, you know, if we just stay the course, stick with the process. You know, and you know, sometimes you get lucky enough and the ball bounces your way.
Jacoby, I know team first, but you didn't like being benched. It's just no one does.
Yeah.
How does this feel for you personally to have a little bit of a redemption story here today and lead the team down the field?
I look at it as no redemption. You know, I think this is a testament to me believing in myself and not y'all. And I'm very aware of that. And you know, I was very fortunate that, you know, to have this opportunity and to go out there and, you know, and get a win, you know, with our guys, You know, it was, you know, it was sweet. I mean, you can't put it into words, but, you know, I'm not trying to, like, be arrogant or nothing, but I'm very proud of myself today.
And Jacoby, also to that point, obviously getting benched isn't easy, but showing the resilience you did today, was there anything about maybe having that time? I know you're a really introspective guy, whether it was perspective or maybe just feeling a little healthier that helped you with that time compared to, you know, actually getting in the game?
No, I was just, you know, believing in myself, you know, and sticking to what I know is right and you know, that I can play in this league is, I don't look at it as anything else but that, you know, and like I said, you know, just believing in myself and going out there and doing what I know I can do on a day-in and day-out process and basis, and you know, these are the results.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
How about that? A confident, cocksure, defiant Jacoby Brissett.
He don't like the media.
No, he heard enough of that. He is all set. I mean, he wasn't ignoring the noise. He was consuming it and then just passing on by it. Good. You know what? If the Patriots... If more people on the Patriots had that kind of swag when it was validated or warranted vis-a-vis after a win, when you're the guy, y'all the man now, dog, that led the comeback, then you know what? Yeah, you're allowed to talk like that. Talking like that after a loss and then posting cryptic IG stories? Nah, that ain't it, buddy. But I'm okay with what he just sort of said right there. He took a lot of slings and arrows, metaphorically, literally on field as well, and was wildly criticized in the media. So now he had a little bit of clapback. That wasn't David, you know, David Price with, now I hold all the cards. The dink factor on that was not ratcheted up too high. Good for him.
There's no dink factor on Jacoby Brissett. There's not a single person that thinks there's dink in him. There are plenty of people that thinks he's not a great quarterback, not even a starting caliber quarterback.
He's not a great quarterback. Andy, we can all agree. He had a good day today.
Well, we can all agree because he doesn't agree. So he don't agree with you.
Well, let him.
And me.
I think we can both agree that if he were to believe that he's not a good quarterback and go out there like, guess I'll just go play mediocre football again.
Well, no, I don't expect that.
He's not going to be Eeyore the QB. Come on now.
I would argue, though, that this is...
With the wind, if you had the opportunity.
Yeah, probably. If the wind pissed me off, and the wind often pisses me off. This is some classic Patriot way, in my opinion. I think classic Patriot way was beat somebody and then talk some S about it.
Yeah.
And that's what he just did. You know, whether it's you're flapping your arms like you're Rodney Harrison at the end of a Super Bowl, like old school Patriots
standing on the bolt, and doing the Sean Merriman lights out dance in January 2007. That was great.
That was part of the culture and the fabric of the Patriot way.
Mm-hmm.
Is you keep your mouth shut, you beat them, and then you talk some major S, and you let other teams embarrass themselves by talking first or talking in defeat. Mm-hmm. You talk when you win. And that's what Jacoby Brissett did today. History is written by winners. Now, history will show that this was Drake May's victory because he was the starting quarterback. He actually got his first NFL win today. But Jacoby Brissett
that's
won.
That's weird. Side note, and pardon my interruption there, but I know that is
how. Starter the win or the loss.
Even when the other guy plays more of the game, like in baseball, you have to go five.
Nope. He started the game, so this is a win for the starter, Drake May.
Yeah, okay. Well, we are going to see. I wonder if Juwan Bentley is going to be down there for the today. I mean, is he still there with the injury, or is he off rehabbing?
Oh, yeah.
And who would take his place?
David Andrews was there, too.
That's good to see.
He was slinging it.
I got to tell you, you know what? It was a real treat for us today as well. We had Brian Hoyer was the special guest in the Cross Insurance Club East for the pregame Chalk Talk. What a great chat he was. What a good dude. What a fantastic. Did you know he played for 9 football teams?
Yeah, I knew
9 football teams, Mrs. Bueller.
He's called a journeyman backup for a reason.
Yeah, but you know what? He earned his keep, made a couple mil, and now he's got a fun...
Good
fun,
for him.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely.
Like, great example. All right, there's a lot to process here. All right,
yep.
And let me also just put it out this way.
At some point, ever?
We're supposed to, I guess. Joe Braverman has given me the break commercial. He's, like, doing the Macarena in the producer's
box. Is this a marathon?
Right now.
Are we not doing commercials?
Yep, we are, exactly.
Are we donating something?
Welcome back to the Six Rings Football America Telethon fundraiser program. Just put it this here. Let's put it this way so everyone can agree and we can put a smile on everyone's face as we head to commercial break. We gave you the Mayo. We gave you the Brissett. Hopefully Mego's going to call in later in the program. I think Scheim is very under the weather, so there's really not much of a Drake May report card he can put together. Maybe someone else at the station will call in with the Brissett report card. I doubt it. Look at it this way, Andy. we just ended the Jets season today. Can you take some joy in that? Can you at least, between the Yankees losing and the Jets losing and the Patriots being responsible for some of that on the 20th anniversary of reversing the curse, can we take a little bit of schadenfreude-based joy in that?
I don't think you just ended the Jets season. I think you ended an era of the New York Jets. I think you may have ended Rodgers. I think you may have ended, what's the short, scruffly-faced, bald...
Ulbrich?
Well, no, definitely him, but also the GM.
Yeah, I don't like the Patriots. Well, what's the Patriot way? Yeah.
I think you ended an era. I think that may be a blown-up institution.
Oh, goodbye, GM. Goodbye, Rodgers. Goodbye. Oh my, they have way too much talent to play the
also,
way they did.
Also, make yes. a call, whatever it goes to. Hey, this is the Patriots. We were just wondering, if you're blowing it up, that Garrett Wilson guy,
that
guy
number
Garrett, five.
Yeah, how much for
I'll
number
take
five?
Him. Can you ship him up 95 to us?
Oh, he'd look real good in a Patriots uniform.
He would look great. And Marcus Jones would be like, thank God I don't have to cover him anymore.
I don't have to cover him anymore. 617-779-7937 is your telephone number. We're here with you till 7:30. Then we'll throw it to Westwood One's coverage of Sunday Night Football. It's Fitzy. It's Hart. It's Braverman. It's you. It's the Six Rings postgame show. Hooray! We beat the Jets on EEI. It's a beautiful day to beat the Jets, a beautiful day to beat them. Goodbye, Rodgers. Goodbye, Aaron. I love when the Jets lose, especially to the Patriots. F them. Just F. I've always wanted to watch Ulbrich and Rodgers complain. They'll fire everybody once, twice, and then be the same. Oh, the Jets are just the Jets, Andy. They're so bad. Oh, my God. I have so many people texting me, let alone on the text line, let alone the social media that's coming through right now here on the Six Rings postgame show. People just saying, you know what? This really wasn't even about the Patriots. This was just the Jets finding a way to be the Jets once again. Let me ask you a question. Do you really believe in curses? Do you believe in
no.
jinxes? Do you believe in, you know, or no. is this just self-fulfilling prophecy? Because there really is no reason that the Jets, with the talent that they have, two good running backs, two elite receivers, an aging but all-star, Hall of Fame-worthy quarterback, who is definitely in the Michael Jordan on the Wizards phase of his career.
Is he all-star worthy? Because I'm not sure he is. I think he kind of stinks.
Well, I mean,
I stand
previously.
By my comment that the Patriots had the better quarterback in this game. And that may not have even changed when Drake May got hurt. Aaron Rodgers stinks right now.
What is
and
wrong
worse
with
yet,
him?
He doesn't just stink. You know where he'd fit in?
Where?
In the Patriots wide receiver room.
Oh!
He's a diva who stinks, just like those guys. It's one thing if you're a diva
uh-huh.
and you make elite plays all the time.
Yes.
He stinks now. Every throw, even his completions.
It's off his back foot.
I don't care where it's off of. He's done that for years. It's off of the target. It's not accurate. That guy made that touchdown catch on his shoestrings was a great catch.
Was that Conklin?
Terrible throw. No.
Gibson. Xavier Gibson.
Oh, Xavier Gibson, yeah.
Like, I think Aaron Rodgers stinks right now and is then a negative, net negative with mm-hmm. his emotional energy or whatever mm-hmm. the hell he brings to a team. And then you add in all the other factors. I mean, according to Bill Belichick, the owner's a moron. He said, you know, for years, that's where it's all started, that Woody Johnson is a moron. So that trickles down through head coach leadership. Their head coach stinks right now. They are so, or offensive coordinator.
Yeah,
or
have
both.
They been? Yeah, have they been, Andy, since they scapegoated Robert Saleh again, since
not
they got rid
Bob.
Of him?
Not great, Bob.
Yeah. I believe
not
their good. Win counter has a zero in it.
Have they not won a single? No, that's right. They won. They won week
this
one.
This was their
get
right
the
day, and they didn't get right.
The Patriots gave them every opportunity to get right. And they got
stink.
That wrong. Unbelievable.
They, this was
they have not won since they fired Saleh. Oh, my God. He must be someplace right now just
Bay.
Laughing.
He's
just
for the
laughing.
Packers.
That's right. He's a special consultant to the Packers. Speaking of which, did the Packers win?
I believe. They
I
were
I think
up.
They squeaked out. No, it was 27-27 with a couple minutes left.
Oh.
Jordan Love got dinged up. Malik
yeah,
Willis had to enter
to
the game.
Anymore.
Yeah, they won 30-27.
Wait, I can't say dinged up?
You're not really supposed to dinged up, rung bell. Was it head?
No, just isn't like no, not like for his head. I think
oh,
just
okay.
he had. I just
take
read
head injuries more seriously, Fitzgerald. This is 1947.
He was minorly injured.
Yeah, he was dealing. He played through a knee issue.
A knee. So there you are. That's a ding up. So there you go. I stand by my words.
And your hair.
You people, what is it with the hair?
There's like this wall of hair.
I understand
at me.
Because I grew it out for fun for a Halloween costume. I have to go get it cut tomorrow.
Please
oh,
do.
Oh, by the way,
it's what distracting.
Do you mean, please do. It's distract. You can't stop staring at it. It's magnificent. You wish you had lettuce like this.
You know where they get? If I put some like weird stuff in it, it's the hair I have. I wouldn't want it to look like that.
You don't have actually hair like this.
When I come out of the salt water and then go fast in the boat, that's exactly what I look like.
There's when Dr. Leonard performs a procedure, you know where they get the hair from?
Your ass.
That is just so wildly inappropriate. You should take a lap. Why don't you go ahead and run around the house? I'll do the next.
I get a lot
minutes.
Of energy. This was a big win, except it wasn't. Now I'm in fights with people who are telling me it's a bad year to have the number one pick. It's never a bad year to have the number one pick if you suck, because people continue to discount the fact that the number one pick isn't just in the first round. It's in the second round and the third. You always get to pick higher. You get the first pick of the second day. Mm-hmm. All that important research and rejiggering or reconfiguring of draft boards, that whole thing, right? Yep. Like, people are frustrating me. And I don't know why. I usually can keep my composure. Who am I kidding? I never keep my composure.
Right. I was going to say, who is this person you're talking about?
When have you kept your composure in?
How much time did you have to fabricate him? A text from somebody I know here from our workplace in the 617. I'll give you the Jacoby Brissett scorecard. One win, five lost positions in the draft. Grade F-. Thank you guys for keeping me company on the way home while I cry about losing all of the offensive tackles I was dreaming of next year in the draft. I can understand that, but at the same time, losing begets losing, and these guys need to learn how to win.
I mean, technically, they didn't lose their position because the Browns upset the Ravens.
There you go. And also, you know what? You're tied
with the Jets.
They might
lose a spot to the Panthers, depending on what
happens. Well, the Panthers are not going
to
win another game, period. The Panthers are unbelievably bad. You want to talk about a bad football team. Now, that's
a
bad football team.
We were in the number one slot. We no longer are, whether we're going to be two or three or where this ends up.
It's a long road to early January to be worried about the tankathon. Seriously.
It was relevant. It was relevant.
So you like being a loser, huh?
No, I actually want to turn things around and be a winner sooner rather than later. And that's the whole point. And you were never taking necessarily a tackle at number one or number two.
You were going to trade out.
Probably trading down. What you just lost wasn't the tackle. You'll still get the tackle. You can take Will Campbell at four. You know what you lost?
What?
The two extra first round picks or the one extra first round pick that you used on an edge rusher or a wide receiver to fast track the rebuild. That's what you lost. You delayed your gratification, which in some areas is good. In football, it isn't.
That's true. And also, I believe it was Steven Tyler who once taught us that you need to learn how to lose to learn how to win. So
I think they learned how to lose a lot already.
Well, dream on, Andy. We have to go to commercial break. 617-779-7937 is your telephone number. I see the calls lined up. You guys hang on. When we come back, we will keep the six rings party train going. Sure, the Patriots won, but also the Jets lost. What a time to be alive here on WEEI.